Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and I now have in studio Manhattan Christian College Director of Institutional Advancement, Jolene Roop. Welcome. Good morning, Jolene.
Good morning. Thanks, Brady, for having me.
A little closer to you.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'd be rude if I didn't ask you if I don't know if you were listening to that first segment or not. If you had any thoughts on The Last Jedi.
Unfortunately, I'm not a big Star Wars fan.
Well,
sorry.
That's all the time we have this morning. No, I'm just kidding. But
sorry.
No, that's fine.
An unfair way to start an interview.
My son would be
very disappointed for me to say that, but it is true.
We don't have to make excuses for our children, Jolene.
Okay.
Well, how have you been? How's MCC?
MCC is good. Thank you. Yes, we are, of course, on spring break like everyone else. And we have a whole team of students that are down serving in Mexico this week. There were 20 of them that went down to build a house. So everything's good.
Well, that's nice. And it is spring break. And actually, I forgot to mention this in the first segment. Usually we do have some USD 383 folks in for the first half hour on a Wednesday. Will this be the third Wednesday? Yeah, the third Wednesday of the month. But looked at the schedule, and I was looking at the schedule to see when they were coming in, and I didn't see them on the schedule. And I was like, oh, wait, that's right. It's spring break. I bet they're not coming in. And I got a hold of USC 383, and sure enough, it's like, yeah, they're on spring break. So we figured some stuff out and got you in here a little bit earlier, and glad you were able to do that for us.
That's right. The students may get off, but those of us in the office, we get to keep working.
That's right. Still got to go after the grind there.
That's right.
A little bit.
Exactly.
So you do got some things coming up at MCC. I mean, you always have some things going on at MCC. It's
always
never a dull moment. But
that's right.
First thing coming up is Vision 360, and that's coming up couple weeks, Friday, April 6th.
That's exactly right. Now, this is an annual event that we do that really just helps us celebrate what God is doing through MCC, through its current students, its alumni, and really just to look at the future for that. It is an annual event that is underwritten by a friend of the college, so it's completely free. And it is it's a chance for friends of the college or people who really don't know anything about Manhattan Christian College but would like to know more. This is a free event for them to come and get acquainted with all that MCC is doing, not only here in the Manhattan community, but also around the world.
So kind of a open house in a lot of ways, it sounds like.
Well, sort of, but it is held actually at the Hilton Garden Inn, and starts with a reception, a punch reception at 5:30, and then dinner and the program starts at 6. But it is definitely a chance for us to tell the MCC story. And so it is an open house, but it's not actually on our grounds, if that makes sense.
That does make sense. Kind of an open house on location.
That's correct.
Sort of, or a remote open house in a lot of ways. How long has MCC been doing Vision 360?
Well, this will be the fourth year. And really, we started it as an opportunity for us to, as a fundraising event for the college, but then also just to try and combat the comment that we get many times about how they didn't even know Manhattan Christian College was in the city of Manhattan and that it's the best kept secret in Manhattan. And so we just want to have this event to build a little pride, not only in our alumni, but also in the Manhattan community, that MCC is a resource here that they can take advantage of and that they can utilize, and then they can realize how MCC is actually contributing to worldwide.
And I'm sure that's something that maybe comes up from time to time is that people go by campus and always maybe just assume that's another part of the Kansas State campus because it's just right across the street.
That's
and it's
exactly
kind of the
right.
same look to the buildings and that sort of thing. But no, it is different.
It is different. That's right. It is our proximity to Kansas State does make us extremely unique in the realm of Christian colleges. We're the only Christian college that's right across the street from a major university. And we also have an extremely good working relationship with them so that our students can actually attend classes at both institutions at the same time and basically earn a degree from both in approximately 5 years' time. So we have a great dual degree program with K-State.
And I'm sure that's pretty unique among Christian colleges as well, to have a dual degree program with a D1 college like that.
That's right. Many Christian colleges will claim to have a dual degree program, but we're really one of the very, very few that are right across the street and have a very open and cooperative program.
And that's something that, and we've talked about this on this program, I know my predecessor, Kathy Dawes, did all the time, but the relationships and partnerships that all our educational institutions in the Manhattan area is pretty special.
It is very special. It is very special, yes. And we're very, very lucky and blessed to have Kansas State University and all of its offerings right across the street from us. But then we think we offer a lot as well to the community because of the strong biblical teaching that is available at MCC and isn't available other places.
Yeah, competition is always good, but it's like a healthy competition.
Right.
Everybody's helping each other out and helping each other be as good as they possibly can be. Brady Bowman here with Jolene Roop, the Manhattan Christian College Director of Institutional Advancement here on News Radio KMAN. If you have any questions, comments, want to get involved in the conversation, give us a call. 785-537-1350 is the number to call. You get to say hi to Dave across the glass, and that's, you know, could be a big highlight for your day. Get something going there.
If you have a really low threshold of excitement in your life.
Well, there you go. Either way, you can... A little nice little check mark on your day to get your day started. Let's go ahead and take that second break. More In Focus here on News Radio KMAN coming up.
KMAN.